brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthony Gucciardi's with us till about 20 after. Then my old friend, a fellow who helped produce my TV show, Mike Hansen, has agreed to pop by, drive out from where he lives in Gonzales, and talk about some of the adventures we've gone through. Because I'm on air going, yeah, Mike Hansen was there when the Special Forces guy jumped out of the bushes and tried to set things on fire to blame us. And it's like, sounds crazy, but I've got to have Mike come in and talk about some of the crazy stuff we've seen. We'll continue with your phone calls in this segment and the next. And then we'll also, Anthony, get into that story we haven't covered yet about using the Army on the organic food people. Or you know, the FBI on the Amish, like they're bad to have their own milk. It's like they dress up in black uniforms, so then you're bad. You know, it's like, next, I'm wearing a black uniform. Being a father is evil. You know, I'm arresting you for being a father. Or breathing air. It's all like they're... Have you noticed what I'm talking about? It's almost like a dress-up with government. Like they announce the fantasy, and then we all play along with it.
Yeah, it's this weird worship of this concept that anything they deem to be incorrect or wrong, and they're always wrong. But anything they say,
it's always you're a suspect. You. What do you say for yourself?
Or free American thinkers. They call themselves InfoWars. They make it seem so spooky and weird. Everything this rapid.
They say the government might not be trusted. Oh, how crazy!
Yeah, exactly. Or they'll say, they say that Russia has 160,000 troops ready for combat when it's actually happening 100%. Or the commenters will be, the people buy into it too, though. They'll comment and say, there's no proof of this. When you link to CNN, you link to Israeli.
Oh, no, it's like, here's the company that has the targets for children to shoot them, and here they are admitting Homeland Security ordered them. Shut up, liar! That they never do that.
Yeah, it's almost like they obviously are the ones who are mentally ill and often on SSRIs and stuff like that, but then they're saying that we're crazy for literally... We could copy-paste an article. Sometimes you guys post up articles from mainstream news, and they insult you. They say, Alex, this is crazy, when at the top it's linked to CNN. They don't even know how to basically click on some stuff, and a lot of people are informed, but the fact is that they'll trash us. It's all perceived. It's fake perception. They can go on your site, InfoWars, right now, and there will be an article up from a mainstream news organization, and there will be comments you can read where it says, Alex, you're making this up. You're crazy. Your writers are making this up, when it's from a mainstream news source.
Well, that's what may be made up. It's from them. But the point is, sure, is that a lot of those are trolls. They know it's real.
Yeah.
They'll just say that because it's their job.
Sure, but there is a percentage of the population that literally buys into every single thing that the government says and the mainstream media mouth propaganda theater piece.
What are they going to do as everything gets taken away from them? I think cling even more to the New World Orders?
Yeah, I mean, so it's as you always say, some Zimbabwean or whatever scams you, you're $90,000 in. It's also marketing. I've studied marketing for pretty much all my life. The number one thing you do is you never make people think about the exit. You sell them something, and then when they're already invested in buying it, when they're about to click checkout, for example, there must be no distractions. We're here blowing the whistle and saying all this kind of stuff, and they're trying to ignore us as much as they possibly can so that we don't get in their heads.
I've had two people that I knew flip out and not associate with me when I said, listen, this Nigerian email scam is a scam. When you send Prince Abubu or Abipi or whatever it is, the $4,000, they'll say, oh, the prince is ready to talk to you. He needs $10,000 more. And it's like, the prince wants to talk to me? And then I go, okay, you're going to get ripped off. And then later they're like, you're just jealous that I know the prince.
Well,
I go, did you get your money back? Shut up. I know Prince Abibi! Ah!
How do you think they feel when they call the DHS and they think they're talking to Janet Napolitano, a high level? They're like celebrities, because people worship celebrities. Now they worship governments. The same thing. They call and they say, I saw someone who was doing something weird and they had an InfoWars.com bumper sticker. Those are the same people. They feel the same way as if they're invested in this weird kind of system. And they think they are celebrities when they become it. Just like when you go to a show and you see someone in a rock concert, he's 5 feet away from me. That's how they feel when they snitch on you.
It's a reflected glory. It's like the celebrity thing of SWAT teams, and everybody's got to be in a SWAT team.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally is a bunch of little kids toddling around doing whatever they want.
And anyone else is racist. They're 5 years old. Their mind is so small. It's been reduced.
And then they just go, I don't like government-run health care. Racist. I don't want to turn my guns in. Racist. I think I want freedom. Racist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in this segment, we're going to run through some more of your phone calls with Anthony Gucciardi, writer, who's here with us in studio right now. And then I want to get into an article he had out a few days ago that is really creepy. Report, GMO activist and independent scientist targeted by U.S. military. Yeah, you didn't know the U.S. military is watching the Tea Party, everybody else domestically. It's totally illegal, but why not just do it? I mean, why not? So secretly spying on us. So was having the CIA be involved in domestic propaganda. They were already doing it, but now it's out in the open. And now Rolling Stone says the guy that's pled not guilty is the bomber. It's just, you just go directly to jail, and this just broke at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Federal court overturns block on NDAA, indefinite detention. Americans can legally be kidnapped and held without trial. Hitler had laws. He could do that. Doesn't mean they're lawful. And so land of the free, home of the brave, the only country in the world that actually has stuff like this on the books right now. North Korea doesn't have stuff like this on the books. Only land of the kidnapped, home of the fluoridated.
Yeah, where the Constitution doesn't exist, as I said, in most major cities now, L.A., Houston, Philadelphia, from DHS, they actually said, we're going to review it. Okay, we're going to review it 4 years after we were requested to review it, when legally, under law, you have to review it within 90 days. But they did 4 years later, and they said, we determined that it's perfectly fine because the Constitution doesn't apply at the borders, which is a 100-mile zone. throughout the entire United States, if you would imagine.
Well, everything they're doing is okay because Obama is black, and if you don't, he's the government, so you're racist.
Well, that's one thing that I don't know how we're going to beat, honestly. If they had a black, female, gay president, what can you do? You can't, I mean, Obama's bad, but can you imagine, you can't insult Trayvon, anything about Trayvon.
What was a transvestite, black, white, hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite, black, gay, whatever, someone like that. What are you going to do? You can't say anything.
Because if you had an opinion on the drapes at the White House, that'd be racist.
You can't, you're not allowed to judge characteristics. You're not allowed to judge achievements, goals, anything, accomplishments.
It's just if you saw a black and white hermaphrodite, you just fall down and...
You better work.
Well, wait, in England, they've got 3-parent babies now.
Yeah.
You could have like a 10-parent baby, like Asian, Hispanic, black, white, and then part animal or something. Because then you're anti-animal if you don't like it.
You know? Well, you know, it goes back to this whole thing. You're talking about laws that aren't actually legal. Well, the fact is the legal system, we can't really win with that. People ask all the time, why don't you just sue the government? Why don't you just sue the FDA? Why don't you sue the FBI? Whatever. The laws are written so everything they do...
They're giving GMOs immunity now.
Yeah, they're giving GMOs immunity, and we'll talk about that report. Just imagine if they're classifying you as a terrorist, putting you on a watch list, surveilling everything you do, if you're against GMOs, which most people are. I mean, 92% to 94% of all the people in the United States, according to the Gallup polls, say they're in favor of at least GMO labeling, let alone a ban.
Well, they're racist.
That's low tier. I mean, they're obviously racist against, I guess, you know, who knows what GMOs.
Well, they're racist against grasshoppers because they put grasshopper genes in some of the corn, and they put pesticides, a bacterial pesticide grows naturally in it and kills the... I mean, that's racist, racist against bacteria.
Sure, but that's nothing. Now they have biofarms. By 2017, it's going to be a $17 billion industry, according to analysts, where they actually grow the AIDS vaccine, every single type of experimental vaccine in the crops. They say it's more efficient.
And that openly blows around.
Yeah.
Which they admit could cause mass death, but if you're against that, you're racist.
And the USDA...
If you're against abortion, you're racist.
Yeah, if you're against abortion, which kills hundreds of millions of black kids, specifically targets the black children. You've had the black genocide.
That's spoken like a cracker racist.
Yeah, of course, obviously, because we actually care about the black people. We care about the kids that are being killed.
No, you want to kill Trayvon, racist.
And you know, when you...
Crackerhead!
Yeah, we can get into whole abortion. One small, tiny fragment of it is when you allow the killing of these children, it allows these crazy people that we're talking about earlier that just are in love with the system. They don't care if it's after birth or not. Obama says after birth abortions are great.
Well, they're now saying kill babies up to age 3. And if you're against that, you're a cracker.
So at what point is a life valuable? If we can get into that whole debate. At age 20, is my life valuable? Most people, who knows? Obama would probably say no. Is your life valuable? At what age is a person...
Hold on, put that article up. There's a cracker, a white guy, trying to say that 60% of black babies are aborted. I thought it was 52%, but that's saying 60.
I hear
60. Look at it. He's a racist.
I mean, obviously...
Look at that racist. He's white. Get that racist... The FCC will shut us down putting a white person on TV.
Oh, but
what are you doing putting a racist on there?
But you know when a black person says it, like the black genocide guy, he's a race hater. That's what it is.
So he didn't want to kill blacks, he's racist.
You can even be racist when you're black saying don't kill black people. That's racist now. If you're black...
Racist.
Yeah. So
Planned Parenthood. Loves me.
It's not racist, though, if you want to kill all the 60, 100 million, whatever, black kids. If you want that, that's good. Pierce Morgan, everybody who supports that...
Well, and now professor said black people can't be racist, says kill the white children. No, so, what's wrong with that? He says they need to die.
White isn't a race. I mean, racist is the whole concept of being against a race, but apparently racist means, what, blackest? You can only be racist against black people? It doesn't make any sense. The whole privilege concept is immune to any form of logic, reason, or any foundation. And here's the whole thing. It breaks down to this. We have a foundation of understanding, right? We have morals and principles to which we operate off of. Understanding of how the world works, the bankers work, and everything like that. And more importantly, we have fundamental morals that we follow. These people do not. They have no basis, so logic and everything and reason are not their guide. Their guide is pure emotional response to the mainstream media.
Oh, by the way, they were just showing a thing the FBI put out.
The 1969 coloring book. That's racist.
But that was also a false flag.
Of course it was, but the FBI went in and they made it, and they distributed massive amount of copies and then said it was the Black Panthers to discredit them and make them look racist when the FBI actually made the racist drawings. And they're racist on
both. So they could get rid of the real Black Panthers and then bring in the new Black Panther that works for them.
That, of course, they go in and they start a bunch of conflict and riots and everything like that. But if you saw the pictures, they show black people in a horrible light, and then all the white people are labeled pigs, and it says, good black children grow up to shoot whites. And it says all that kind of stuff. It says, if you're afraid of the pig, the white pig is afraid of black children because they are heroic or whatever. And those are coloring books for kids.
Our government pays for that in Mexico, saying the U.S. belongs to Mexico, the white is a pig creature.
Yeah.
Ford Foundation.
So the government is actually racist, but we're racist.
Well, they're not. They want us fighting with each other.
Sure.
That's why they're flying around in jet copters and, you know, in 20,000 square foot condos, penthouses, and then telling the public, you're going to live in a 200 square foot thing.
Well,
you're against the earth, which is racist against the earth.
Sure. Well, they want to kill everybody, but they obviously.
But I mean, that's what that's all about. People with like carbon stickers on their car. They're beating themselves on the head going, I'm racist. It's all about a guilt complex.
Well, look at all the movies like After Earth, like the whole concept that humans are just disgusting creatures and that we are so evil that we have so much privilege and we need to understand that we need to go back to the environment by killing ourselves and having one child policies and stuff like that. It's all pushed to the point where if you go in Austin is a great place, but it's also a pretty bad place. I mean, you can go in some of these areas where they'll throw a brick through your car because it's not eco-friendly when the hybrids actually.
Oh, no, that goes on big time. But here's the issue. They've all destroyed California and they're fleeing here.
Yeah.
And they don't even know. And they literally go, you will do as I say. Or they come up to my wife and go, you shouldn't have three kids. Total cult members. And you're like, well, why have you evacuated here then?
And then
they go, we made it nice.
And they don't understand California is bankrupt for a reason. They come here and they want to bankrupt Texas as well.
Now you're being racist against Californians.
Yeah.
Against trendies.
Racist. The race
that
of California.
That
might as well
like
be
the
a race.
Raisings of a but, fascist.
It really does. I'm from Philadelphia, though. I'm not from Texas. I recognize the beauty of Texas, and I came here for a reason. I moved all my businesses here. I came here with everyone.
That was racist.
I encouraged every racist to come here. And it's better.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, let's talk to Karen in Arizona. Karen, thanks for holding. You're on the air with some serious racist. Go ahead.
In Wilmington, California. And I lived in Wilmington, and I was amongst the 93 riots. I worked for a flower shop in Carson, California, and it took 3 weeks before my boss, he would call and said, I have a white driver. Is it safe? They said no. It took 3 weeks before he felt comfortable and I felt comfortable to go into the areas. And I missed the L.A. riots by 2 hours. 2 hours.
Well, Reginald Denny getting his head beat in. I mean, he was, he was white. I mean,
racist. The whole thing is stupid, though. Let the caller go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. We're being racist.
It looked like a war zone. I've never seen anything like that. They even did devastation in Long Beach, California. I mean, and Inglewood and Hawthorne.
And you know, those neighborhoods have never recovered completely.
I know.
Let me just say this. It's like, did you guys see that check? Probably not. It's a check from a restaurant. It's been going around lately. And it says tip, zero, no pay till justice for Trayvon. It's this irrational, weird response, blowing up, you know, private businesses, going to.
Yeah, let's boycott Florida when it's more than half, quote, minority. What is that going to do? Fine. Stevie Wonder or whatever it is.
Yeah, he's not going to play anywhere with Stanger Ground.
And then, of course, Bruce Springsteen, no talent. Like jumps on board, and goes, I'm upset too. Just like, but you know, Jimmy Carter's being, he says the jury did the right thing. Yeah. Pretty bad person.
I guess self-defense is no longer valid now. I guess what's supposed to happen is if someone goes up and starts beating you, if they're a minority, you're just supposed to let them kill you.
No. That's racist. You're to slit your own throat. But you're to cover a double-edged dagger and then present it to them and then help them ram it into you.
And Zimmerman's first mistake was he carried a concealed carry. That was his first mistake. He should have never.
Well, that's racist.
That's racist. He should have never.
All gun ownership, Fox Sports has said, is racist.
Well, Joe Biden.
Unless it's the government just murdering blacks with, you know, in mass with AFRICOM, then that's good.
It's okay for the government, for the police to have weapons. But you know what's always an interesting question to these gun grabber people, too? They say all guns should be banned. Well, should the police have guns? Well, yeah, of course they should.
By the way, we just showed a cartoon where they're now seeing Neighborhood Watch as the Klan.
The Klan. Oh, I see that. Wow.
Well, see, here's the deal. The big city crime bosses want us all to live like they do in the bad areas of New York, Chicago, and D.C. I mean, this is their system.
Well, notice the Klan guy was white also. Zimmerman is not even white. We all mentioned this earlier, but where the heck are the Hispanics? They're being destroyed here. They're being targeted. Zimmerman is the Hispanic that is being targeted as a white guy. So So are all Hispanics white? Are black people the only minority? Is racism not even real unless it's against a black person?
Well, that's because you're being racist. All right, enough of that, folks. Hey, thank you so much for coming in, bro. Great job with what you're doing. Anthony Gucciardi with us. We'll be right back with Mike Hansen in studio and more of your evil phone calls.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going to get to your calls. I know that Hugh Whistle and Mike and Robert, constitutional terrorists, and Terry and others are patiently holding on this Wednesday edition. But I'm always talking about Mike Hansen and the fellow he's got that has Mike Hansen archives. It's mainly a lot of new stuff. Mike has got all the really good tapes of like me protesting the Klan and the cops pointing guns at us when we're protesting them, the snipers, and just unbelievable stuff. So, Mike, for one reason you're here, you're saying send my crew down there. Fine, I'll send my crew down there to get the really good stuff and get it on there. I appreciate you guys doing it. And I was offering to pay your guy to do it. He says he does it volunteer. But how do we get all that epic stuff nobody's seen on TV?
Alex, it's not like we hadn't been doing anything. You know, we've put on Mike Hansen Archives on YouTube. It's all about Alex Jones.
No, I don't care about that. I just want the old stuff because I haven't seen it.
We do have a
Here's an example. My dad, I'm at my dad's house, and he goes, I found 8mm footage of your grandfather bird hunting. I've never seen film footage of my grandfather. He died when I was 6 years old, my dad's dad. And I said, well, go find it. Let me see. He goes, oh, I don't know where it is. I was like, why did you just tell me about that?
No, it's not at all. I can all the gold.
People don't even care.
18 years of gold. Well, when
it's about 7-8 years. Yeah.
Well, no, 18 years ago, I saw you at Access TV. I said, that guy's going to be a star.
Oh, knock it off, Hanson.
The first time I saw you, I said, that guy's going to be
a star. I don't want to be a star.
That was 18 years ago. And you're way beyond anything I thought you could. And I had to tell you about the Pierce Morgan. I was down at the beach with some investors of mine, good friends, and we watched that interview, and that was the best job you've ever done.
Well, Mike, you've done a great job. You've been a star for Liberty.
That was great.
Well, thank you, Mike. Mike, I want to get into your book that we sell, Bohemian Grove, Cult Conspiracy. I mean, this is a very well-written, thick book. If you really want to understand it, with a lot of top researchers that contributed to it, very, very important. That's not why Mike's here today. But I tell you, Mike, there is just so much. It's a side issue. I just saw your archive guy, and I was like, man, because you know what I did? I ended up just throwing away when I moved, like 13 years ago, all my original stuff. I was like, I don't want all this. I cover stuff better now and just trash it all. Where they were taking old people's property and where all that kind of stuff was going on. We have got to put all those old reports out because it's a great example.
You have done a great job.
Enough about me, Hanson. I got you here to talk about what you're up to.
Well, you remember when you did this
How's your wife doing?
Oh, how's your wife doing?
She's good.
She's doing great. I've been married almost 30 years now. What about you?
Yeah, it's about 12, yeah.
12, okay.
Your kids are all grown?
My kids are all grown. I have a 5-year-old grandson. Justin has a 5-year-old.
That's amazing. How's Crystal?
And Crystal got married last month.
No, but see what it is, Mike. For those that don't know, Mike used to live in Austin. So I saw him all the time. He'd go out to eat. Now you moved to Gonzales.
My used to be in your dining room, and now you got this big warehouse. That's how little it used to be, even before your wife was... You were married.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were working together 18 years ago, and it's just amazing, to look at this big warehouse.
But then
I'm so proud of y'all.
But then you moved to Gonzales to manage a bunch of family property.
In 2001, a month after 911, and I remember where I was on 911 because I called you, Alex, and you were in the shower. I said, something's going on. I said, there's some planes hitting, and your wife, said, hey, turn the TV on.
No, she got me out of the shower. Yeah.
I can say I was the one that told Alex Jones about 911.
And remember the hate calls we got that day? Because the show from 2 months before re-aired on Access.
Yeah.
Where I was saying they're going to blow up the towers. They thought I was saying it that day.
That's right. And you predicted it 3 months before.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Esquire's been trying to get me to fact check that because we don't have any way to prove that.
But anyway,
I don't know where the tape is.
A month after.
I don't know where the tape is.
You're going to get all the gold.
Where is that July 25th show?
You're going to – I have it. You're gonna get all the gold. If it's all sitting at Nate's house in air conditioning, so it's not being ruined. And
I don't even care about all that. Okay, it's just some of the tidbits.
A month after 911, my grandma died. And then 2 years later, my grandpa died. So – I bought their estate in Gonzales, Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
So that started me having to be in Gonzales a lot more and not, help you as much as I...
Absolutely.
But I did help you for 14 years.
Yeah, well, you've done a great job, Mike. Okay. You know, I tell you, Mike...
This is the house I live in now. It's my grandpa...
Here, let me see it.
He... That came from our farm. It's a 100-year-old house. And he cut it in half, took the roof off, and moved it to town in 1959. Can you believe that? And we've been in business 60.
I remember your Grandpa Wolf.
I got it.
He was a character. Hold on, we're going to come back and talk about Grandpa Wolf.
I got pictures of him.
Yeah, there he is. He was a good old guy. And
hey, hold on, we're going to go to break, Mike. We're going to come back.
There's Papa Wolf with his overalls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Chime the Avenger,
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Mike, enough about me. Look at this photo of you. And I guess that's probably about like 1996, 97. But, yeah, I've known you since 1995. So look at Time the Avenger. Look at what me and Mike look like now. I'll tell you, that's about what we look like when we snuck in Bohemian Grove.
Oh, speaking of Bohemian Grove, look what I brought.
Oh, yeah, that's the shirt you wore in there. The
shirt I wore. I'm going to put this in the Alex Jones Museum when y'all make one.
Oh, give me a break. Mike, that's not going to happen.
You bought me some clothes to sneak in there as the billionaires.
That's right. Well, no, that was the idea of John Ronson. He goes, well, you guys look like, you know, like you're wearing like sweatshirts and stuff. You got to dress preppy.
Yeah.
So we went, and that's right. You got that at Eddie Bauer. That's right.
And it's on secret. You can go to Mike Hansen Archives. I have that Secret Rulers of the World on the YouTube. I thought that was a great film.
Absolutely, and great YouTube channel. And I know you and Nate are busy, but if you'll put, like, when I protest the Klan, the guy said, I'll kill you. And then the cops had the rifles on us for no reason, and then it turned out the cops were with them. Remember, I was like, why are you doing
that? Yeah,
the cops like, I'll watch you, I'll knock your head in.
We have all that.
All that incredible stuff. I mean, it's like, I mean, I can't even remember all the stuff.
Well, I do.
Listen, let's talk about what happened in Florida. And then we're going to your dad and the shit.
Well, I want to apologize for that Florida trip.
And the tower shooting. What was that?
Because I remembered that. I woke up in a sweat the other night. Remember, you had bought a $5,000 camera, and the whole time we were in Florida, I didn't have the sound on. Sorry about that, Alex.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mike.
Thank God we had the other guy with us that had the sound.
Well, I had the cheap camera. But Mike, you got most of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that shows how far we've come.
I apologize for
the
mistakes I made.
Brooksville was in 2000. Tell people what that was like. When we're being chased by the dune
buggies.
Yeah, the dune buggies. Yeah. And then the guy jumps out and starts lighting
the
fire.
Well, the scary part about it is, you know, we get there, somebody had canceled our reservations to the rent car, to the hotel room.
Then somebody broke in the hotel room.
This is what we had. And then, just so happened, a guy drove in from Texas and met us there.
And then we're like, no, we don't want your help. So then later, and then he jumps out of the bushes.
Yeah.
And he was like, look at a Navy SEAL. I mean, it was just like ridiculous.
Well, he was in the Army before.
I think it was the Navy.
Yeah. He showed up to Waco, too, when we rebuilt Waco. There's Alex when he
I got to know you're going to bring all this stuff.
Well, you told me you were going to go over old times.
Well, yeah. What is that, Waco Tribune Herald? Yeah, there I am.
And by the way, I go to the memorials every year, and this lady from Virginia, she started a museum, and she took an old black school in downtown Waco and remodeled it and made a Waco museum in there. But what she's missing is the rebuilding of the church. So I plan on all this stuff that I have, all the pictures, the rebuilding, I plan on donating that next year.
That's a good idea.
Or where it will be. And I think that you need to start a museum for...
You're the one that always starts this stuff. You're the one with Joe Campana. We tried to fix his house, and they bulldozed it. So we built him a new house. And then I'm like, well, okay, we'll help you fix your leaky roof of your shack to have your memorial. And next, you had us build the Davidians a new church. Yeah, here's Joe Campana, the veteran. And remember, they sent provocateurs in to try to stop us doing that.
And that was a city record without permits.
13 days building a new...
A new house. I mean, from ground up.
Mike, enough. What do you think is the craziest thing we ever did? I remember we went to San Antonio and the Delta Force had done that drill.
Sneaking in the Bohemian Grove.
Remember when they pulled the gun on you because you wouldn't turn the video over? Remember that?
And then I screamed and hollered the whole time, I'm a veteran, you can't do this to me. Kicking and screaming. But they never did take us to jail. That was at Fort Sam Houston, wasn't it?
Was on the edge of it. Yeah, they came off the bay because we were videotaping the...
They blew out all the windows.
Yeah.
The Delta Force took old hospital or something and blew it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a lot of things. It's a wonder I'm not... We're not in jail for the rest of our life for all the stuff that we...
We did a great job. You know, Steve Lane in Tennessee is teaching construction. He's a professor. And he's calling all the time and doing a great job. A little bird told me he's going to run for office.
Oh, well, I've ran for office 3 times.
Yeah, you talked me into it for about a week until I saw the rules.
I think you could have won.
I'm glad I didn't do it.
Yeah, you couldn't do this then, and that's what we need you to
be a state rep up there wearing all this. But listen, let's talk about your dad. Now I knew your grandpa Wolf, but I never had a chance to meet your dad.
Where's the grandpa? Here's my grandpa Wolf.
Here, let's show grandpa Wolf.
And he started a company in 1947, rental business, and he died in 2003. So my wife and I bought the estate, and another couple, Jim and Joanna, bought a bunch of other property down there. I tried to talk you into buying this property because let me tell you what's happened in the last 3 years, Al.
I know. Mike, I don't invest.
I understand. But real estate's a very good investment because...
I don't have time to mess with it. I spend more money than I bring in now. Gonzalez, you know that?
Gonzalez,
pretty soon I'll be a pauper.
Gonzalez is where the first shot of the Texas Independence War happened, and that's where the come-and-take-it flag comes from.
That's where my family lives.
We were a very, very poor area for 50 years, but in the last 3 years,
oil,
something happened. It's called the Eagle Shell Formation.
What's your airpiece
in Gonzales? And we have 100 new millionaires in Gonzales, and we have 300 new millionaires in DeWitt County, which is the county over from us. So here's that article.
Yeah, Texas is now the biggest oil producer in the world.
And it's a 30-year deal. We are really booming down in Gonzales now, and I built a motel for the oil people, and it's really doing really good.
So you're a regular free market terrorist.
That's right.
Yeah, let's show the article here.
But when we bought the stuff, it was nearly worthless.
That's right.
Now, you know, we're booming. I mean, it's a boom town. You wouldn't believe. I mean, just truck after truck.
You're like Boss Hogg now.
No, I'm. They call me the slumlord of Gonzales, but that's not true.
I have no. You went and got buildings that were falling out. Nobody wanted. Man.
I have fixed this.
Well, that's how it works. You build something and everybody's mad at you.
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars have went in and, you know, going to. We got code inspectors now. I've been fighting. I still fight, Alex. I fight the city council. They're in love with each other. They all vote the same way. They tried to outlaw garage sales in Gonzales, Texas. I fought them and fought them and fought them, and now they said we can have three a year. But, you know, and then they outlawed horses in town in the city limits. We've had horses for 200 years in town. My wife has a horse.
It's the middle of the country. I've been
there. Yeah, and they tried to outlaw the horses in town. You got to get a permit now to have a horse in town. So, I mean,
I saw that in the newspaper when you were fighting that.
You know, I'm in We Are Change in San Antonio. I love that group. I love the Peaceful Street Project. I'm still in that group. I'm doing all I can to fight, even though I have a business to run like you do.
Absolutely. You're doing a great job, Mike. Here, let me see the rest of the photos of Grandpa Wolf.
Oh, and that's my grandma. She died two.
Well, folks, you want to see the roots of things. Hey, Mike,
2001.
How ridiculous is it, without getting into names, I don't know what I'm talking about, you know, just in general, when they say I'm secretly funded by the government.
No, it's not.
And I'm secretly Bill Hicks.
Alex, what people know about Alex, he is such a funny guy.
I'm Bill Hicks, yeah.
Yeah, well, seriously,
what do you think when they say I'm like a Mossad agent or Vatican? But well, you saw me from nowhere.
They call me from, you know, if I wanted to out Alex, I could have done that a long time ago. I got major newspapers, major, what's that magazine that called me that?
What would you out me for? You mean if you wanted to make something up?
If I wanted to make something up, I would never do that because you come from a good family. I love your wife. Your mother and dad are great people. There's no way that I...
But plus, I'm good.
That's right.
Is there anything?
You come from good stock.
Well, you do too, Mike.
But...
I do turn into a vampire at night.
You know, people want me to go on radio shows about the Bohemian Grove in my book, and I had one the other day. It was a national show, and all they could try to do was try to talk bad, you know, try to get me to say something bad about Alex Jones. I told that lady it ain't going to happen. And I told her exactly the way it was, that you were a good guy.
Well, without defending from the lies, you've seen them firsthand.
And they call me from these magazines trying to get me to say stuff. I just hang the phone up because, you know, they can take anything you say and chop it up. And it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but I sit around.
I'm on the internet, and there's not going to be one word of me saying anything bad.
No, I know. But, I mean, have you ever seen anything out there that was true is what I'm saying?
No. I mean, you make mistakes just like the rest of us. You're a human being, but that's what we want to see. We want to see you making mistakes.
Here's something else. Here, let's look at some of these old Texan photos here. There's your grandpa. And when did he die?
2003.
Now, here. Go ahead.
No, my grandma died in 2001. He died in 2003. He started the business in 2000. He had a farm, believe it or not. I could have bought all of Cheapside for about $250,000. That's where this oil boom's going on. It's just south of Gonzales. Now it's worth about $250 billion. So, I mean, this is the kind of opportunity that's going on down in
Gonzales. I remember you tried to get me.
I tried.
Even before your grandpa.
I tried to get
me to buy
that because I wanted to make it where Patriots could go and have.
You're like my lucky charm. I should have listened to you.
but you know, I do have some investors, Jim and Joanna, that... their listeners of yours that did invest in Gonzales and bought some of my grandpa's property because I didn't buy the whole estate. I just bought a part of the estate, and they bought some other houses, and those houses went up a lot in value now. And now we got oil people there that have nowhere to go. We got hundreds of people coming into town and nowhere to rent.
Again, folks, she is the real Barney Fife in the flesh, the good Barney Fife. We love that show, don't we, Mike?
Yeah, I do. I like all those shows.
Oh, you're something
because
else.
It's like what we'd want America to be.
All right, now listen, I want to get some other issues here and take some calls, but Mike, let's talk about your dad here. We got a photo of him back when the UT Tower shooter was going on.
Before we had SWAT teams.
Yeah, your dad saved a bunch of people. Let's show this photo right here of Mike's dad, the famous ambulance driver.
That was in 1966. I'm not exactly, what was it, the 16th or something?
I don't know, but you got the paper with your dad in it right there. Let me see that. Know,
and I saw this at a state sale.
That's it.
Cost me $30, those papers. But those are hard to get a hold of now. And there's one, Nate, you got the other one out there, I guess.
That's the Austin American. Yep. And it's the day of death. And then your dad's in here. And then I've interviewed that guy. He's a Texas Ranger now, or a retired Texas Ranger. The patrolman, Romero Martinez. Yeah. He's been on the show. Nice guy.
Look how young he was, though. And he said if it wouldn't be for the citizens that kept with their rifles shooting at him, that they wouldn't
have. Can you imagine if citizens, if there was a shooter, were shooting? The cops would probably shoot them nowadays.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Well, this country is screwed up. Turned out this guy had a giant brain tumor, the Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He was just out of his mind. Everyone loved him. I forget who it was in my family here in Austin knew him, too. They said it was, anyways. Mike, it's really fun having you here. I just wanted to get you on to talk about some of the, getting back to Brooksville, because that's what made me think to get you on the show. And I've invited you up, but you never seem to come to Austin anymore to take you out to dinner.
Well, because I'm...
too busy.
I'm in Gonzales now.
Your boss hogs.
You go to Gonzales, you don't leave. When you go to God's country, you don't leave. And, you know, if some of your people out there, I'm not talking about me in general. If you're looking for investment, you need to go to South Texas because that's where the boom's going on. And it's still ripe for picking down there in South Texas.
Here you go, Mr. Businessman.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Can I come down there and be Roscoe Pico trained?
Alex, you're welcome anytime. And when your wife and your kids come through, I'll give you a free hotel room, too. Oh, and guess what? I have the bed that Elvis slept in when he came to Gonzales and the bed that... I wish somebody would go out to my car and get the picture of it, of the motel. And I have the... when Bonnie and Clyde came through town, I have the bed that they slept in, too, at my motel.
And what's the name of the motel, Hanson?
The Wolf Motel. It's named after my grandpa.
It's the Wolf's Lair, huh?
He built them as apartments, and then I built another building as the main part. It's like a country motel, and it's themed as, you know, coming
town. All right, now let's get back to the New World Order. Boy, they sure tried to keep us... From getting the word out. But now imagine where the liberty movement started, you know, decades ago. But imagine where it is now. Are people don't laugh at you anymore when you're talking about the New World Order, do they?
Right? I know they were listening to your phone calls because this is the type of stuff they do. They would cancel our reservations to our rent car. We get there and there'd be no rent car for us. They'd cancel the reservation to the hotel. There'd be no hotel reservations. That'd be kind of when we'd fly over there. And by the way, I have not flown since 9/11, and I won't. So that's one. I drive everywhere.
Are you going to visit anybody else while you're here in Austin today?
No, I'm going straight back. Go right back to business.
You're a piece of work, man.
Well, maybe my mother. You know, that's the kind of stuff. You know, she paid $23,000 for our house in Travis Heights in 1972. And they knock on her door every day trying to buy it for $700,000. That's what the real estate market is doing here in Gonzales. I mean, in Austin. You know, she lives in Travis Heights.
Mike, you're like a machine now. All you talk about is like money, 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 money. You're like Tony Montana.
It's just fun. It's just, you know, let me tell you.
Oh, it's fun to be successful?
Let me tell you how to beat the New World Order. I'll tell y'all how to beat the New World.
Become successful.
Be successful and live a good life. Texas Lil told me that. You remember Texas Lil?
No, that's an old French saying. The best revenge is living well.
Yeah.
I agree.
And we have a travel trailer. We travel. We love it. I mean, I still.
How's Melissa doing?
We travel. And we love it. You know, we go to the coast.
How many horses?
We're going to the coast for a week next week. with our travel trailer. We love our travel trailer. I never thought that I would like a travel trailer, but I do.
Mike, you are a piece of work. You know, I miss you. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, we miss you too, Alex, and we miss your wife.
You know, I almost came down to Gonzales for the reenactment and all that.
Oh, it's
and I just ran out of time.
Come and take it. I think it's the first weekend of October.
Yeah, for those that don't know, tell folks, that's where the come and take it thing
come
comes from.
It. That's the first shot before they went to the Alamo. They fired a shot over the Texas.
No, I know. They came from on my mom's side of the family. I had family live there. It was in it.
They come to disarm us in Gonzales, and somebody wrote on a wedding dress with a cannon, come and take it, and put it up, and they fired a shot over the Mexican army. And that's when they went to San Antonio later and killed everybody and lost. Then they sent Susanna Dickerson back with a black slave to tell Travis that we're coming for y'all next. And so he burnt Gonzales down. Gonzales has been burnt down twice, and once by Travis, and then they went under the oak tree about 14 miles from Gonzales and all got together and then went down to San Jacinto and won.
I know, yeah.
Gonzales is very historical.
Believe me, I know.
And we have been Gonzales has not grown one bit for the last 50 years until we have this oil boom. That's why we're so excited about it.
I know. It was like,
or we have.
It's like Mayberry. Stay there.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut. As the CEO of Power Swab's teeth whitening system, I'm always amazed at how white teeth changes people's lives.
I feel confident in my smile. I feel that it's a good-looking smile.
I feel like my teeth are sparkling now, and every time I smile, I want to smile bigger.
The Power Swab's teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, Power Swab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-371-6841. That's 1-800-371-6841. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-371-6841. 1-800-371-6841.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Mike, we're back on air here. You're so funny. Yeah, that's a good photo right there. Me, Me and Mike are marveling on how fat we've both gotten. No, you look good. I mean, I've got a little bit fat.
Okay, I'm going to lose 50 pounds just because you...
No, I've gotten a little... No, you're saying... Here, folks, for watching on TV, look at this photo right here. Can we document Cam on this? Look, I guess Time the Great Avenger. Here, I'll just put it over here.
Yeah, you just found a bullet there. We were digging at Waco, and you found some kind of bullet there.
And we also found the type of burning tear gas rounds they lied...
That's what it was.
...lied in Congress, said that they didn't have... And again, this book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, Mike Hansen, forwarded by Tex Mars. And it is the definitive book on the whole Bohemian Grove and so much more. And you support Mike, and you also support us. But
and there's, I'd like to say this, Alex. There is so much on the Internet and out there, and people call me up and say that you made this whole thing up about Bohemian Grove. I cannot believe anybody would be that naive. That you didn't go in there. I mean, there's...
A, they either say, we didn't go in there, or they let us in.
Yeah, well, that's not true.
And then they say, well, why isn't there footage of all of it? We'd have to start the little hidden camera and then put... Well, you know, we're going to do some overdrive and take calls, but tell folks what going into Bohemian Grove was really like. For those that don't know, it's like the real Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, it was scary as hell. If you wouldn't have asked me to do it, I wouldn't have done it. But it's scary. I mean, we could have ended up in jail for a very long time.
Well, they've arrested everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Why did we make it in and out? Why?
I seen you on TV not too long ago trying to get in there again. Y'all didn't even make it up the hill.
No, that's true.
You paddling away.
Yeah, I didn't stop.
They
all...
Good. I said, go, Alex, go! Get out of there!
Well, it was a lot worse. Yeah. The lawyers made them all cut out what really went on. I signed a non-disclosure, tell what else happened.
But I mean, I seen that you just didn't really see anything.
Well, yeah, because the police got all the footage.
But I think they probably have sensors and everything else way beyond what they had when we were there.
Well, there's no think about it.
Yeah.
The place they used, the theater, to shoot the interviews, they had a bartender that was serving us lunch and stuff, you know, during the taping interviews. And he goes, you know, I actually work there. I hang out with George H.W. Bush, and I don't appreciate what you're saying about them. And I went, what? I'm just saying that weird stuff goes on in here. And he goes, well, I'm not going to call him and tell him you're coming. And I went and told him. I said, that guy's ratting us out. And they were, and they're like, no, he wouldn't do that. They were so naive, and they were waiting when we got there. And so I said, I'm not going in there. I said, I'm going to come right up to the edge, and I watched the cops run down and grab them. And then they told me to stop. I was on the water line. I know the state and federal law. I just ran off. So.
Well, you know, they just recently opened up the LBJ Ranch where you can go into the house and stuff. So my daughter just got married out there last month. So we went into the LBJ Ranch. They had this big... From the 60s, they had this big radar where infrared where they could see if anybody was coming from. That was back in the 60s, Alex. So you can imagine what they have now. The Secret Service had it on top of their building, and they would look through the whole ranch and see if anything was moving in the dark. That was in the 60s. So you imagine what they have now.
Oh, I know.
I have no idea. It was just, when I tell people on the, you know, when people ask me to come on the radio once in a while, they'll ask me to come on about the book. I said, I think it was just, you know, God that got us in there, because I don't see how else we could have got in there and got out of
there. Well, also, we did get questioned by the Secret Service and the sheriffs.
Many times.
Describe what's not on the footage.
Many times. It's all in the book. See, that's why I wanted to write the book, because my memory fades, you know, over the
years. Yeah, you wrote it right for a few years after.
Well, yeah, it took 3 or 4 years to write the book and to put it together and to pay people to put it together, because, you know, I don't think I'm qualified to put a book that size together, but it cost about $10,000 to put that book together.
No, it's ghostwritten, but it's your words.
Yeah. Everything's in your words.
That was interviewed,
Alex does a good job in there describing.
They can also get the DVD, Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove, with a bonus film, Order of Death, all on the same DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports us. We're going to come back with this third or fourth hour, and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.